I am Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando.
This here is what they call in really sophisticated circles, John, cinema classics.
It is. And, you know, as long as we've been around, which is a good 11 years,
yeah,
Chinatown has been around for, since
1974. Oh,
gee. Wow. And we just finished reading what I thought was a delightful report on that from Sam Wasson.
Yeah.
Who also did a Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, yeah. He's done a couple
Fifth
of...
Fifth Ave.
He's like the preeminent historian of recent Hollywood. Or
I know you have a more of a meta take than I do. I'm interested in the little gossipy things about his, and you can look at it more as Hollywood's evolution.
The name of the book is The Big Goodbye.
Right.
We're saying goodbye to a kind of Hollywood that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
Where art reigned supreme briefly in the late 60s to mid 70s, a tribute to that period. He starts the book out by focusing on some of the key figures from Chinatown: Polanski, Robert Evans, Robert Towne,
Jack
Nicholson. Right? How they arrived at that moment when they did, how they collaborated together. Also kind of reflecting on the business of Hollywood at that time.
The one thing that fascinates me is, how do you put together a film? And good Lord, in the case of the writer, Robert Towne, mm-hmm. he was going all kinds of gymnastics and years working on this project.
Yeah, working on it and working on it. And then what's beautiful is, and Wasson gets into this a little bit, is, and still to this day, Chinatown is considered the greatest screenplay ever written.
He won it for the Oscar.
Right. But I mean, even more than that, it's considered this the pinnacle of what that art form is, right? But when you're reading the book, you realize that it can't possibly be that, because we don't know what the final shooting script was. Polanski had so much editing and so much input on the script that really, whatever Robert Towne gave him, hours more footage and story, and it was
this guy Edward Taylor, who was closely associated with Towne, mm-hmm. who did a great deal for Towne without being acknowledged. Something that so intrigues me, the collaborative effort here to get this thing going. And you mentioned Polanski.
Yeah.
The baggage that Polanski brought to this, the death of his wife Sharon Tate, mm-hmm. and his escaping
the brutal murder of Sharon Tate by the Manson family.
Yeah, right.
She was pregnant at the time. That, coming on the heels of this guy's childhood, like you said, in Eastern Europe, where the Nazis, took his mother.
Wasson shows us Polanski's attitude toward the ending of that film, which is one of the great endings of all time, completely counterintuitive to the Hollywood tradition.
I love how Robert Evans fits into this story.
It's great.
Robert Evans was the producer behind some of the great films of all time. Loved the art of movie making. And he loved to give these guys a wide berth. He wanted Nicholson and Polanski and Towne to develop these, and Coppola. He was the producer of The Godfather.
And Evans was a pretty boy who had been in movies.
Yeah.
I think Wasson suggests felt himself even superior to the actors on the set. Egotistical guy who, however, was responsible for making this move.
Yeah, and Wasson does a good job of painting the picture of his estate, sort of Xanadu of movie making and idea collaboration. The book draws a very stark picture, but laments the television people were brought in to run Hollywood.
We've certainly passed from the studio domination to more of a particular person like Evans,
mm-hmm.
and then, yes, to the encroachment of television.
It only illuminates how beautiful it is.
Yes.
You spoke earlier about the collaborative nature.
Yeah.
We take so much for granted how deeply sometimes the costume designers are thinking about their collaboration, right? their what they're giving to the movie, right? And what it's going to mean to the movie. Production design.
Right. Well, you take a look at Nicholson, who was a fashion plate.
Yeah.
It gave him a chance to show his best suits and hats and so on.
I would encourage folks to revisit this movie.
Yes.
Or if you've never seen it before, read the book, The Big Goodbye. Keep in mind that Chinatown, just a state of mind.
Yes. That great line.
Forget it, Jake.
It's Chinatown.
Right? That era of Hollywood is sort of a lost Chinatown. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. You can listen to shows online at wcbe.org.